at the site of Monday's deadly mudslide in La Conchita, California. Officials say all residents who were missing are now accounted for. At least 10 people were killed in the seaside community near Santa Barbara. Rescuers will continue searching through the mud today to make sure no survivors overlooked. The search crews include more than 150 California state prison inmates, and that prompted our colleagues at Slate to ask, how do prisoners qualify to work during such emergencies? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
It's quite common for state and local governments to recruit prisoners to help during floods, snowstorms, hurricanes, tornadoes, and forest fires. Inmates even packaged emergency medical supplies after the 9/11 attacks. The inmates helping out at La Conchita come from the state of California's conservation camps, where more than 4,000 inmates are housed and trained to fight forest fires. According to the Department of Corrections, assignment to a conservation camp is a hard-won privilege and gives prisoners the chance to live without gun towers or security fences. They can also reduce their sentences by as much as two-thirds. Spots at the camps are reserved for physically fit offenders with no history of escape attempts, violent crimes, or, of course, arson. Inmates in any state system must apply in order to join outside work crews. If accepted, they may get paid, often less than a dollar an hour, or they may get special jail privileges or sentence reductions. Wardens hoping to send out work crews must first demonstrate that they will not use cheap labor to take business or jobs away from the private sector. That's not an issue in disaster situations where the demand for labor far outweighs supply. There's no law against sending prisoners into dangerous areas as long as the program is voluntary. But Corrections Department work programs tend to keep low profiles. As Yale law professor Dan Kahan has pointed out, some might not like the idea that a convicted felon doing emergency relief work could be viewed as a hero.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. Thanks also to Daniel Engber for researching that explainer. And you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.